Good morning. My name is Courtney Robinson. I'd like to thank you all for the opportunity to tell my story this morning. A story of trials and tribulations, dealing with loss, trauma, homelessness, and poverty, to now living the best of my life. Before I take you on my journey of now living that life, let me share with you how I got to this point. I want to start by sharing a little bit of my background. I was born here in Louisville, Kentucky, in February of 1981. Believe it or not, I came from a very good family. We had shelter, food, clothing, and a strong family unit. I attended college for a couple of years, got married, and had a few children. When my marriage failed, that's when the hopelessness set in, which led to my homelessness. I lost everything, including my will to live. Three most influential people in my life are my grandmother, my mom, and my aunt. When my grandmother passed, it was a complete shock to me. I didn't know how to cope with that. I couldn't get it together like many other homeless people. I didn't have the basic necessities. Went days without food. When you don't have stable housing and no transportation, it's too hard to find a stable job. During this time, my mother fell ill, and I became her primary caregiver. I couldn't stay with my mother because she lived in an assisted living facility. So I bounced from couch to couch, bus stops, restaurants, basically sleeping wherever I could lay my head for several years. My poverty was intense. I couldn't get any support, and I didn't go to public places because people judge you before they get to know you. So it was merely survival. While homeless, I worked for multiple temp agencies doing factory work and retail. These low-paying jobs kept me homeless, and $10 an hour is not a living wage these days, even though I was single. I couldn't afford a down payment for first month's rent, or an apartment. I couldn't pay the deposits to have the utilities turned on. So my resources were very limited, left me with minimal options. So I remained housing insecure for multiple years. The winter of 2018, it was freezing cold, and I was outside and I realized that I couldn't spend another night outside. I was at rock bottom and exhausted, and I heard about the Louisville Urban League, but I was afraid that I'd be treated like a homeless person. When I turned up at the Louisville Urban League, I was greeted with a smile by the receptionist. Everyone I came in contact with was genuine, caring, and knowledgeable. I was never made to feel less than or as if I was a burden, and I wasn't talked down to or belittled. The Louisville Urban League workforce team started to give up their personal time to find ways to help me become a better version of myself. They treated me like a human being and not a number. They saw me as Courtney and not that homeless guy. They started to challenge me, and I started to feel like I belonged somewhere. And they introduced me to the training program that they run called Kentuckiana Builds. It was a 6-week instruction program where I graduated at the top of the class and earned my NCCER, OSHA 10, and CPR first aid certifications. The program was rigorous and fast-paced, but with the motivation I received from them, I persevered and changed the course of my life. I was able to use the wraparound services that the Louisville Urban League provided after I graduated in August of 2019. I interviewed with one of their partner companies, which is Messer Construction, and I was offered a position and a chance to change a chance to get into their apprenticeship program. Through the Kentuckiana Builds program, I was able to obtain work tools, clothing, steel-toe boots, cold weather gear, and all the items I would need on the job site. I'm still employed there right now, and I'm happy to say that I have had several raises, and I'm in a third year of apprenticeship. They helped me gain affordable housing through a program that paid the deposit and first 3 months of rent. They rallied to remove my transportation barrier by connecting me to a program to help me purchase a vehicle, in which the Louisville Urban League paid the down payment. They provided me with a mental health therapist as well, at no cost to me, and I still actually see him to this day. I was assigned a housing counselor, at the Louisville Urban League that taught me how to be a great renter through the FIT program, create a budget that I could maintain, and help me to clear up blemishes on my credit report. I realized expungement services that they offered, and they paid all costs associated with the expungement. Now I use my experience to help other people like myself. Moving from homelessness has been challenging to now having a home that is fulfilling. I recommend Louisville Urban League to everyone I meet. Society can push you into a corner and make you feel as if nobody is available to help. But thanks to the Louisville Urban League, I have a voice, and I'm excited about what the future may hold. I thank God for His grace and mercy. Thank you for this opportunity to share my story.